New Delhi, the second day of Budget Session 2023 began on February 1 with the Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presenting her fifth Union Budget, which she described as the first budget in Amrit Kal. "We envision a prosperous and inclusive India," Sitharaman said in her opening remarks. In her budget speech, Sitharaman announced that an agriculture accelerator fund will be set up to encourage agri-startups by young entrepreneurs. The government proposes to increase the agricultural credit target to 20 lakh rupees crore with a focus on animal husbandry, dairy and fisheries, Sitharaman told Parliament. The agriculture sector of the country has been growing at an average annual growth rate of 4.6% in the last 6 years. "We'll launch a sub-scheme of the existing PM Matsya Sampada Yojana scheme to improve value chain efficiencies," she said. Sitharaman started her budget speech at 11 a.m., the last full budget of the Modi government in its second term. Like the previous two Union budgets, Union Budget 2023-24 is also presented in paperless form. This year's budget holds much significance as the country is scheduled to have the next Lok Sabha election in April to May 2024. As per established tradition, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman along with Ministers of State Pankaj Chaudhary and Bhagwat Karad and Finance Secretary T.V. Somanathan called on President Draupadi Murmu. The budget session of the Parliament began on January 31 with President's address, subsequently tabling the Economic Survey for 2022-23. The formal exercise to prepare the annual budget for the next financial year, 2023-24, commenced on October 10. The economic survey, tabled in the Parliament on January 31, noted India's GDP is expected to grow in the range of 6-6.8% in the coming financial year 2023-24. This is in comparison to the estimated 7% this fiscal and 8.7% in 2021-22. With inputs from NI,